Melody Payton and Jay Seeley of Fayetteville have a mission to put veggies on your menu. And not just any veggies, but fresh from the garden, organic vegetables grown in your own backyard. You say you don't know how? Well, they're ready to do any or all of the work for you. I met Melody at one of her jobs in Fayetteville, and she talked to me about her gardening services.
Hey, Melody! Melody! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hi there!
Hi! What are you going to put in here?
Oh, probably whatever the homeowner wants. She's partial to tomatoes, loves Roma tomatoes. We might put some herbs like some basil, definitely some peppers, different pepper varieties. Anything she wants to plant.
We're all getting a little particular about our food these days. Having organic vegetables on the table has become fashionable, not to mention tasty and nutritious. Many of us are becoming foodies, which means we want everything to be as fresh and unprocessed as possible when it comes into our kitchens. Melody says her business of growing vegetables and teaching others how to grow their own makes the most of the new emphasis on where our food comes from.
Gardening has kind of come back into vogue in the last couple of years. Food prices are rising. Everybody's starting to think more about their carbon footprint. Some people are, you know, have just come to understand the concept of food miles, how far your food travels to get to you, how much fossil fuel is used to do that, and you know, and even just traveling to the grocery store. And I think that there's this return to wanting to be responsible with our food and wanting it to be more wholesome.
So why not just get some seed packets and have at it on your own? Well, Melody says that while it's true that gardening is not hard to do, it still takes plenty of experience to learn when and how to do the many simple things that are required. She says having someone help to put in your vegetable garden the right way from the start can change your entire gardening experience for the rest of your life.
The best part of it is putting in a garden right the first time, because if you can do it, if you can take the little bit of extra time in the installation process to, you know, get the right soil improvers, mulch everything really well, you're going to turn your garden from something that you have to mess with every single day to something you get to go out and enjoy.
Her partner, Jay Seeley, says the goal is to bring clients into their own gardens.
Have them out in the garden while we're actually working in it so that we can talk to them, show them what we're doing, show them the mixture of compost and leaf mold that we're putting in and explain what it does, telling them what we do with the hay as far as like the low water and the low amount of weeding that you have to do, and then go back out and visit so often, you know, to show them this is what the plant's supposed to look like, this is how you're supposed to water. You know, just basic bug repellent and feeding of the plants and maintenance.
Some of Melody's clients have never grown a tomato and frankly don't have time to learn. She says these are the people who want the full package.
Some people don't have time to do anything with their garden, and so all they want is, you know, maybe to go out and do their own picking. And for those people, we, you know, we'll till it, and then we fertilize it. We do all their planting, mulching, and we'll come out once a week, keep it weeded and watered for them.
The plan for Mel and Jay Gardens was to sell fixed packages, but that didn't quite work. It seems each client wants something a little different. Alan Clark of Lowell, for instance, wanted to give his homeschool daughter, Oksana, a chance to learn everything she could about gardening and tie it to her curriculum. Melody became the teacher.
It's her passion for gardening that he noticed last year. She put in a garden last year and enjoyed it, but, you know, it was kind of haphazard, as, you know, first gardens tend to be. So this year they want to take a little bit more focused approach on it and have somebody in there that can really show her the ins and outs of it and how to do it right from start to finish.
The lettuce and spinach are starting to come up in Oksana's garden now, and she's settled in to do that most important and fun part of gardening. Catalog dreaming.
We have magazines that we got from the mail, and we're planning, we're looking at those, planning what we're going to order and plant.
Once Melody has helped Oksana plant, the girl will do most of the basic maintenance, weeding, watering, staking. Melody will return as new tasks need to be completed or questions arise. For other clients, Mel and Jay Gardens does almost everything.
The lady here who we're planting for is actually splits her time between here and Houston, but she wants to be able to come back and have her garden going, so we maintain it for her when she's not here, and she works on it when she is here.
In a couple of cases, she's actually advised against putting in a garden. The soil has needed so much amendment to support healthy plants that she needed a season to improve the earth.
I would rather somebody have a great garden next year than have a lousy one this year and never do it again.
So how do you know if the dirt in your yard can support a garden?
If I can kind of crumple it and it makes a ball, but that ball crumbles real easily, I know that's good soil, and that's what we're looking at here. If it were to just sift through my fingers, almost like dust, you know, I'd know we were dealing with either sand or really dry clay, and if I could take it and squish it into a ball and that ball wouldn't go anywhere or crumble through my hands, I'd know we'd have clay soil. And a good way to tell soil too is how dirty does it get your hands? If your hands get good and dirty after you handle it, often that means you're dealing with good loamy soil.
Another thing to look for is worms and bugs.
If you dig up a shovel full of your soil and you see a bunch of worms and ground beetles, you count your lucky stars, because those are the little guys that are taking all that good fertilizer you sprinkle over the top and bringing it down to the roots of your plants.
For everything you learn in the garden, 10 more things will come up that will totally surprise you. But for Melody Payton, that's the lure that brings her back again and again.
The thing about gardening is you can never know everything. There's just no way. It changes all the time. There's always something new to learn. And that to me is the aspect of it that is maddening and glorious.
Reporting from the field for Ozarks at Large, I'm Zan Jarvis.